Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Miami-Dade police say two gunmen randomly opened fire at a Miami park on Sunday night, leaving eight people injured, including a 16-year-old boy. The shooting broke out around 7 p.m. local time at Little River Park. The department's public information officer said two individuals walked up to the area and, without provocation, drew weapons and started shooting into the crowd. The suspects are still at large. By a vote of 216 to 209, House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress. 10 former U.S. Defense Secretaries declared that the U.S. presidential election is over in a public letter published in the Washington Post on Sunday, as President Trump continues to claim election fraud in swing states. A growing number of congressional Republicans are siding with the president and plan to object to Biden's win during Electoral College counting on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As coronavirus vaccines continue to roll out, the battle against COVID-19 is far from over. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The U.S. has surpassed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19, the highest death toll in the world from the virus by far. New York has recorded over 1 million cases, the fourth state to do so behind California, Texas, and Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week says the U.S. is behind its goals on getting the population vaccinated.
It is now about 4 million. We wanted to get to 20 million. But some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better than the beginning when it was much, much less than that.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city plans to vaccinate 1 million residents by the end of the month. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Politics will dominate the landscape this week. Georgia's Senate runoffs take place Tuesday, and on Wednesday, the Electoral College will do a final count of the 2020 election. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News his objections.
Look, we're at an extraordinary time in our country's history. We went into this election with the country deeply divided, deeply polarized, and we've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position in a assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of frauds. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
Tens of millions of Americans believe the election was filled with voter fraud and corruption. The only way to give the American people confidence in our republic is to put the election through a fine-tooth comb. Without doing so, we'll leave half the country feeling disenfranchised. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be easy, huh? Like what JFK said, we don't do it because it's easy, because it's hard. And, you know, you think back on history, and I'm considering, the thought came up, and especially in light of a text that Phil Hotzenpiller had sent over to me, is that here we are in the midst of what some are liking as being a revolution of context. I mean, here we are. We've never been so divided, I think, certainly in the modern era. Let's say that. I mean, there have been many times throughout our country where we've been divided. We had a civil war. And interestingly, when we look at Georgia, Phil Hotzenpiller, and it is in the crosshairs of our country's history right now, with two Senate seats lying in the balance. And what will our country be subjected to if, in fact, those two seats go to, go to the Democrats, and the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and if all last-ditch efforts to find some sort of credibility in this 2020 election, if that goes by the wayside, and Joe Biden is, in fact, as Nancy Pelosi said back in September, that make you no mind that, it will be a Joe Biden that will be inaugurated, the 46th president of the United States of America. So that lying in front of us right now, and here we are, all eyes on Georgia. It is shades and memory of a Civil War conquest that took place there in Atlanta, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you just went through, the House, the Senate, and the presidency all swing to Democrat, I think I just looked up in my dictionary the definition of hell.
Yes. Well,
because I can't even imagine what that would look like, honestly.
I laugh, but you're exactly right. And as you wrote, I loved it. I wrote this down. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. This is where we are, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, our founding fathers understood tyranny, unlike we really have, because they came out of a very tyrannical system and they were seeking freedom. And we've taken this so much for granted. I think for the first time, some people are finally waking up going, wait a minute, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. I thought everything was going to be kind of like it's always been. But we're in what I call a digital civil war right now, mm-hmm. because we have the North and the South, so to speak, that are fighting, and they're doing anything they can to win the battle. And each day is another battle, hoping that the overall war will be won by one side or the other. And I've seen people that have made comments. I mean, people I went to high school with, very conservative, very solid kind of people, I thought, and just kind of gone off the edge altogether through this process. And I just go, like, people are really, really insane right now. That's the best way to look at it.
Well, it's easier to surrender, isn't it? And I wrote about this in a commentary, I think I sent it to you, in a forced voter acquiescence. I mean, we're being compelled to behave and behave according to the ruling elites and what they would dictate, whether we're talking about the administration and acceptance of COVID and wearing masks and accepting lockdowns or, you know, an election that has so many incredible anomalies that you have to suspend your intelligence and render yourself stupid to say that voter fraud did not exist.
Oh, absolutely. And I really believe the bulk of America believes something went on. I just don't know. I'm kind of like them in a sense. How much went on? Mm-hmm. How deep is this? And how do you untangle this ball of yarn? Because
exactly.
That's the challenge.
Well, like you said,
time schedule.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. You've got that pressing on you. The other deal you mentioned, a digital civil war. The beachheads on this whole voter fraud issue are numerous. I mean, it's not just coming from one. I mean, you got Chinese, communist Chinese implication. Certainly you have high tech involved. You get corporate America involved, and that's clear. All you got to do is do what the old saying says, follow the money, and you can see corporate America's hand involved in this. And tied to corporate America are the globalists. And as I was saying earlier, and I quoted you on this too, hopefully I did it correctly, is that, this is all taking us, for people of faith and people who read their Bibles, know that this is taking us to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. We're all heading into, oh yes, that one world government that we've been told for decades, that we've been told since, you know, the Bible first came together, that this is the trajectory of man in this current existence.
Well, you know, exactly. And COVID has given us a great excuse for all kinds of things, one of which is currency. I was at the grocery store a couple of days ago, and I handed them cash, and the teller looked at me, or the clerk looked at me, and like, I don't really want that. I don't want to touch that. Don't you have a credit card? You can just slide in there. So there's also there's a concern that money is not worth holding on to. And then when you think about what's happening in the digital currency and some of the fast-rising companies that have now, you know, embrace Bitcoin and different things like that, that I think what you're seeing is you're seeing some steps that, you know, we preached about 20 years ago, never thought we'd see. Mm-hmm. Now it's a reality.
Right.
And that's what's shifting right now in our world.
Well, and as you say, this has all been by way of conditioning. And when you look back on history, as the wisest man ever, Solomon, we're told in the Bible, to ever grace the earth, said there's nothing new under the sun. That this is a constant refrain and conditioning to an end game here. And, like, this is no surprise of God. I mean, you know, he's in full control. He is sovereign over all this. Jonathan Cahn has been saying for quite a while that America is there's a shaking. God is affecting a shaking. So in that shaking, what is God telling us, Phil?
Well, and I really believe if we kind of go back in history, one thing that really helped, I quoted Thomas Paine.
Yes.
Because when Washington had lost, really, been defeated and forced to retreat at the Brooklyn Heights battle, he pulled out the book. He realized his troops had gone from, you know, several thousand down to hundreds, and he had to rally them. And it was miserable conditions. Some of them didn't even have shoes. It was the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And he said, these are the times to try men's souls. Right? Now think about that. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. So what we see is we see people that are summer soldiers and sunshine patriots.
Yes.
They're shrinking from their service. Mm. And then it went on, and you quoted it a minute ago, tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation, he went on to say, the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. So expect there is a battle. And this is, if we get through this one and figure this one out, don't think that all's well.
Right.
This battle will not stop.
No. It is
battle,
yeah.
You know,
go
for
ahead.
Men's souls, for everything that we stand for as a republic, for our very constitution, And this is just the beginning. This is, we're scratching the surface now, and we finally, the enemy has finally revealed himself, and we know what he's like now.
Without a doubt, tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Do you want the triumph? We've got more from Phil.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, if it's ever a time that we needed the truth, it is now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem. America has abandoned the truth. We found ourselves, Phil Hotzenfelder, relying on the mainstream media for our news and information. And clearly, they have abandoned us. And it's clear that they have a different agenda than the agenda of a freedom-loving we the people, right?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. And so, if the agenda is of the enemy, is what you see is obvious. Okay. So, what you fully, what the enemy fully states, then no, it's like an iceberg. There's a whole lot more under the water that we haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw this opening prayer of Congress by this representative from Missouri yesterday, where he tried his best to botch up prayer to God. He said, to the monotheistic God, Allah, amen, and a woman. And, I mean, it was like...
Oh, wow. No, I have not seen this, no.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And I'm sitting there watching this thinking, first of all, there's a lack of intelligence here in understanding what amen is. He thinks that's all about men, so he says a women. Mm. And he just demonstrated himself to not have knowledge. But I think if that's how we kick off this, what, 117th Congress, I'm not sure how where we are on that. Mm. But if that's how we kick it off with this guy, we're in trouble.
Yes.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. We've got the politically correct prayer. I mean, everything. It's amazing how this is transcended. I mean, it's like I heard somebody's commentary on the politically correct visit of the Magi to the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the baby Jesus. I mean, it was hysterical. But, you know, this is where we are right now. We're so twisted in knots and pretzelized, self-pretzelized here. It is amazing what we've gotten ourselves into. You know, Dr. Ben Carson had called it out if you remember, at the prayer breakfast in front of Barack Obama, the king of political correctness, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to send you this link because this needs to be a part of your show.
Yes.
Coming up, because this guy is unbelievable. And I think the thing that bothers me the most is most people will probably never know about it, and then the other half who hear about it will probably go, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But see, that's the summer patriot concept. That's the idea that what's going on here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give this guy's phone number out on Sunday, and I'm going to call him during service and just see what happens. And I know he won't be there. I will leave him a message.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to give his number out. You know,
yeah.
To our, you know, 30,000 people on live streams, say, call this guy.
Yes.
Tell him you don't know what he's doing.
Well, just say, well, wow, you know, we wanted to be inspired by a prayer, and we thought, well, if you were going to open Congress with that prayer, how about if you open our service with that prayer?
Right.
You missed out. I mean, you could have, you know, extended your reach. I mean, and this is the thing. Again, this is why... The embrace and the alignment to critical thought is so important right now, because you've got this kind of idiocy flying around, and the establishment media just gives it a pass time and again. And as we know, this serves to conditionalize our own thinking to think that it's acceptable. I mean, it's like I keep waiting, Phil, for the little kid to come out to go, you know, come out from the crowd to say, hey, the king is buck naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the challenge, because of the way media is set up this year, to literally censor everything that they don't like.
Yes.
It's almost impossible, really is almost impossible to get the average person to figure out what the heck is going on in our world.
Right.
What is really true? What is not true? What is the real news? And journalists, unfortunately, have taken a big step downward. And their skill and their ability to communicate what's going on in our world. Can you imagine what a history book looks like written by this crowd 20 years from today? There is no sense of truth at all. There's no accuracy in accounting what happened in history.
Yeah, and I don't want people to think this is far-fetched, because the fact of the matter is they're already contributing to history. And we'll look at some of the books that they've written, should we talk about the 1619 Project? I mean, what a brilliant piece of, you know, junk that is. I say brilliant in as much as that they fooled enough, you know, educational centers to embrace it and say, oh, yeah, we're going to make it part of our curriculum. And we're not talking about two or three. We're talking over 3,400 educational institutions says this is it so contributes to critical thinking and the advancement of our educational principles that we need to have this in our school system, even though since then it, even by the own author, you know, she can't even defend it anymore, but she's happy to get the prize, right? Because she did get awarded this international prize for excellence. Wow, amazing.
Well, that's the other side. I mean, if you see that the strategy is to capture the hearts and minds of a college student, because now you're next generation, you're right, you're positioned right where you want to be. So I made this comment the other day. I said, I don't know if I had college-age kids today, if I would send them to school.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, it's so hard to find somebody who's not trying to destroy the hearts and minds of really students and children today, that you're challenged as a parent. And I do believe that one good thing that's coming out of this COVID is a lot of parents have realized how little most of the kids are really getting. And not to say there's not great teachers out there that are conscious and work hard, but you've probably seen the videos where the kid's looking at mom going like, what does this mean? And the mom is just aghast.
Exactly.
She listens into what her teacher's teaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they were told, you know, they had to raise their right hand and say, I will not listen to what the teacher is saying to my children while they're being indoctrinated online, right? I mean, this is all part and parcel of the whole, you know, protective, you know, educational system in which we live in. I mean, it is absurd, but this is what happens when you abandon truth. I mean, the Bible's real clear. I mean, you either get truth or chaos. So where chaos reigns, there's no truth, or there's very little. And so all you have to do, I mean, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. If you're in the midst of chaos, it's because you've walked away. You've turned your back on truth, have you not?
Oh, yeah. And what is truth? See, that's the other thing. I mean, that's the question people say, because truth has become relative. Well, I have a truth and you have a truth. And can't we all just live along with all our different truths? Well, that's not truth.
No.
Truth automatically pushes you into the realm that something's not true.
Exactly.
Because if there is truth, then there has to be an untruth. Mm-hmm. And it's a basic kind of principle of philosophy, law of A-B contradiction. Mm-hmm. That if I have light, then I have darkness. If I have truth, then I have lies. And you can't dispute that concept, because it's how it's, but that's what's working here. Everything is true. Everything is good. Except for certain things, and we don't want to even get into that.
Right.
So I don't know about you, but this is going to be a heck of a week, though. I mean, with what's going on on Tuesday, what's going on Wednesday, what do you think? What's your take on it?
Well, I try as they might, I believe Georgia knows what's going on. They're, you know, when they go to the booth, yes, there's still cheating that's taken place. I mean, eyes are in Georgia right now to make sure that what happened in November will not be duplicated, although there are some signs that, you know, Democrats can't help themselves. And it really is the Democrats. I mean, you got to put them, I mean, in some cases, I mean, you say, well, the Republicans too. Well, Republicans are acquiescing. But in terms of the perpetrators of voter fraud, this is being done. You know, the ballot harvesting, you know, Stacey Abrams and the rest of them. I mean, this is to, you know, this is for an end objective. This is what's going on. But what I believe will happen is the Republicans, both Republicans will be elected, and the Senate will be in control of the Republicans. It will not go to the Democrats. I believe that to be the case. The other eyes that I'm keeping on right now is all this evidence of voter fraud. You know, is Congress, and I think Congress, again, they're buckling on that. They're going to do us no favors. So we're looking to the Supreme Court to really reconcile this. If we do not, I mean, the Joe Biden administration and presidency will be a joke.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to talk to you next week, Bill.
You got it. Phil Hotzenpiller. He'll be back next week.
Sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth.
Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Miami-Dade police say two gunmen randomly opened fire at a Miami park on Sunday night, leaving 8 people injured, including a 16-year-old boy. The shooting broke out around 7 p.m. local time at Little River Park. The department's public information officer said two individuals walked up to the area and, without provocation, drew weapons and started shooting into the crowd. The suspects are still at large. By a vote of 216 to 209, House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress. 10 former U.S. Defense Secretaries declared that the U.S. presidential election is over in a public letter published in the Washington Post on Sunday, as President Trump continues to claim election fraud in swing states. A growing number of congressional Republicans are siding with the president and plan to object to Biden's win during Electoral College counting on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Needed a comeback, huh? I'm telling you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, coming back is Bill Martinez with Eddie Scarry. Eddie, of course, based out of D.C. He is the Washington Examiner commentary writer, joins us now. Hey, Eddie, Happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, Bill, Happy New Year.
Hey, lots to catch up on, but real quick, because I do want to talk about your commentary and looking back at 2020. You've got some funny things there to remind us of. I mean, it wasn't all doom and gloom. I mean, there were some comical expressions in 2020, and maybe we need that for a little bit of comedic relief. But, you know, you're there in the midst of it in D.C., and the politicians seem to be having trouble complying with their own COVID-19 restrictions. You know, tell us what's going on in the Beltway there from your viewpoint.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty much the same everywhere. I think, you know, we've seen different mayors and governors saying one thing and then doing the complete opposite. I think in the best case here in D.C. was our mayor, Mariel Bowser, when, you know, advised against her administration has been advising against non-essential travel, and yet she went to Biden's acceptance speech, or I think whatever, his victory speech, whatever he called it, I think up in Delaware. She said, well, that was essential. But you've seen many cases of this around the country with, you know, again, it's always Democrats who say one thing and do something else. Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi going and knowing full well that salons are shut down in her city in San Francisco and across California, and yet going, getting special treatment to go by herself without a mask, by the way, those things that are supposed to be saving lives, without a mask goes and gets, go gets her hair done. So that's just a piece of 2020. I mean, I'm so glad to leave it behind, and yet I think everyone should know that many of our problems are like cell phone minutes. They're just going to roll over.
Yes, exactly. And as we do know, they'll come back and visit us another day. And, of course, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, she was the one, what, in February, March, telling everybody in Chinatown, come on down, the weather's fine, you know, it's okay, it's okay. No threat of the coronavirus and all, but, you know, so she's been all over the place, but, you know, somehow she is the voice of reason for the left somehow. And because she wants to make sure you have your cake and ice cream and eat it too, I guess.
Yeah, it was a year full of excuses and excuse making and saying one thing, doing the complete opposite. I think one of my favorite ones was Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, Democratic mayor of Chicago, and she had to get a haircut because she had to look good for TV.
Yes. I'm not sure. I think, well, no, we won't say that. I'm just tempted is all, you know, but, you know, because sometimes our own humanity, we can be so cheap. And I don't want to go there just for the sake of comedy. But, yes, you had in your latest article the most memorable political quotes of 2020, and we're referring to those. Dr. Fauci gave us, you know, a couple of good ones, right? If not even a good, not even a poor pitch to the plate.
Well, yeah, my favorite one, I think, from him was him back in as far back as April. He may have said it before then, but this is why I had initially thought the daily coronavirus task force briefings were useful, and I thought they were beneficial to Trump. They were beneficial for the public to hear from the president, hear from the leading scientists about the status and as much information as we could about the pandemic. But whenever we kept hearing Fauci and even the president himself over and over again every single day for 2 months say there's light at the end of the tunnel, we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, but including Dr. Fauci when he said we are seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. That was as far back as April, but just last month, just in December, he said the pandemic might actually get worse.
Right.
So you know,
right.
eight months later, we saw some light at the end of the tunnel, but nope, now it might get worse.
But then he also said, which I thought was kind of Trump-esque, because then he admits to saying, "Well, I was trying to be positive." Right.
Gosh, yeah. Right, and you remember that the president's torn apart for saying anything at all, for finding any silver lining, anything that was positive at all in our current situation. You know, many people would look at a situation, no matter how bad it is, and tries to find the upside. But he was he was supposedly irresponsible in denying the science when to say anything positive, and yet that's right. Dr. Fauci was trying to be positive.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that what people, again, forget what job one for the president is. He's the chief executive officer of this country. All CEOs of any organization, that's what they do. They beat the positive drumbeat of an organization and a plan that they're working on. That's their mission. That is their reason to exist. And the media has torn it apart. Well, of course, it's been the media. Political forces have done everything they can to neutralize the office of the presidency. And I believe America is going to pay a price for this. We've already found ourselves paying a price for it, because instead of enjoying a continued robust economy, because even in spite of it, I mean, the fact that the economy is doing as well as it's doing when so many businesses are out, I mean, the restaurant business, as we know, especially in New York, has been so devastated, Eddie. I mean, it breaks my heart to think of, you know, the losses that everyday citizens are enduring, because I believe believe, because of poor management and the way that the disparate forces have worked against one another. It's not like we're working together to say, okay, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and we're all going to get through this together, so let's, I'm not saying, you know, everybody needs to sing Kumbaya, but let's go to first principles and think about what the objective is. Is it to get on the other side, or is it to decimate the political party that we're against?
Well, these Democratic mayors and governors, I mean, but including, that would include also Congress people, the people in Washington, they don't seem to want to move past this. This is why I kind of thought the debate over the stimulus, the quote-unquote stimulus checks, was stupid. No matter how much money they were talking about, whether it was $600 or $2,000 like the president and some others wanted, where we would need to spend that money, we're not allowed to spend it. Or some
yes.
states are not allowing you to spend it. Russ, you want to spend at restaurants, you want to go out to the movies, you want to go to a bowling alley, any of you want to go to a concert, you want to go to a club, you want to go to a bar. You're not allowed to do these things in so many places, the ones that are controlled by Democrats in particular. So you can't stimulate an economy that is manually locked down. And that is just, you know, you think about all of those, that's all those places and venues and restaurants and bars, like I was just mentioning. Mm-hmm. There's a whole chain of jobs behind that, the people who supply them with their food, their drinks, then it goes to farmers. It's everything. So that's just what you have there. You're looking at 25 to 30% of the economy that's just completely shut out. So no matter how much money you give people, if they can't spend it on this massive sector of our economy, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Well, another quote that you have here is Joe Biden in May with, of course, Black News Entertainment host. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Well, that's going to be written down for the ages, isn't it?
Oh, that was a good one. And I don't know that it scandalized black voters, or at least it didn't offend them to the point where they weren't going to support him.
Mm-hmm.
But it did say everything that everyone needs to know about the Democratic Party, is that they do feel they have a lock on the black vote. They do believe that's theirs to own. There's no matter what, they can do basically anything. Black voters' lives will never get any better, and that they can still count on receiving their support, so long as they can come out, you know, white Democrats like Joe Biden and others, and come out and say, well, Republicans are going to take away your food stamps and your housing. That's what they do in D.C., by the way. If you have a white Democrat run against black incumbents, you will say, because they're all Democrats, so you can't run in D.C. as a Republican. They will tell you, they will come out and say, well, they're going to take away your welfare checks, your food stamps, any of that stuff. And it seems to have worked for so long, but you know what? It's a condescending view, and Biden perfectly captured it with that quote.
Well, and of course, Bernie Sanders doubled down on it even before. He says, we have a racist society from top to bottom impacting health care, housing, criminal justice, education, you name it. Boy, that's a broad brush to paint with, huh?
Well, that's the Democratic Party nowadays. It's a social justice party.
Well, Eddie Scarry, as always, we appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you. How can people be in touch and be up to date with all that you write?
Find me on Twitter, @EScarry.
He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry. Eddie, have a good one, buddy. Be safe.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Together here, aligning ourselves with God's purposes, because no matter what, COVID, voter fraud, stealing the vote, you know, go on down the list. Look, at God is still supreme, and last time I checked, and this is all, you know, regardless of what machinations and histrionics people want to go through, there's still the truth that is clear and evident. With us right now from PluggedIn.com, speaking of which, Focus on the Family's infamous PluggedIn.com, is the director of said entity. We're talking to one and only Adam Holtz. Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
Happy New Year, Bill. I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm so excited. So have you put together your New Year's resolutions? I mean, we seem to do this every year. And, as one friend of mine said, yeah, I decided to turn over a new leaf and found the same thing underneath.
Well, there you go.
You didn't try hard.
We don't really do New Year's resolutions in our family, but we do pick out a word for the year, I guess.
Oh, really? Wow, I like that.
Maybe a nerdy thing to do, but
what's your word?
My word for the year is presence, and not with a P, but with a C.
Yeah,
because it's so easy to be distracted, disengaged, otherwise unavailable relationally, and I think. For me, I want to be on my phone less. I mean, I guess that's the New Year's resolution sort of application of it. But the idea that I want to be present to God, to my wife, to my kids, to my friends, I think I want to be less preoccupied with stuff that I ultimately don't have any control over and more of emotionally available to the people right in front of me.
It's a true gift, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think, I saw an article over our holiday break that said people are up to about 17 hours of time on digital devices
wow.
a day right now. You know, we used to talk about how much time you were on devices, and it's almost to the point where we're talking about how much time are we not on devices? And, you know, that translates to some unbelievable figure, like 44 years of your life. And, you know, we've all seen movies and heard sermons about looking back on your life when you're done, and nobody will say, I wish I would have worked more. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the 21st century variant of that is nobody's going to say, man, I wish I had just spent more time on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to say that. Or Instagram, or, you know, whatever you're looking at.
Exactly. I like what Billy Graham had to say, Adam. They asked him, he said, I just wish I'd have spent more time in the Bible, in the Word of God.
That's exactly right.
I mean, and that's what you start to do as you go to the exit. You start realizing, hopefully, before it's too late, and not that Billy Graham just suddenly did that. He was definitely a man of God and engaged in the Word of God. And to hear his, you know, one of his parting words being that he wished he'd spent more time in the Word of God, that's quite telling. And especially, as you say, today, in today's modern society, where, you know, before, when you and I were growing up, it was how much time was being spent in front of the boob tube. And there was a reason
right.
they called it the boob tube, because right. it made you into a boob, you
right.
know, because you had to suspend all critical thinking and rely on other people to tell you what you needed to know, right? And now even more so in the modern-day yeah. era of social media.
That's right. And you know, researchers have shown that in this time that we're living in, really – since the advent of the internet, but especially since the advent of the smartphone, we are a people who are less capable of being quiet and reflective because our minds are always moving at a zillion miles an hour. You know, that's just the way we're conditioned to live and to think. And it's funny, even go back and watch an older movie, and you don't have to go back that far. We were watching Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan a couple months ago, and it came out in like 1982. I couldn't believe how long some of the shots were with the camera in one place. And my observation was, man, even since the early 80s, the speed at which we live and process information has picked up so much that we're used to it. You know, it's the proverbial frog in the kettle.
Right.
But we don't realize how much we're not slowing down to think, to process, to critically evaluate, and to ponder whether so many of the ideas that we're coming into contact with are even worth our time. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so much stuff out there that's just vacuous. And obviously, there are things out there that are super important, too. I'm not trying to
right.
denigrate information in general, but, mm-hmm. man.
But you bring up something, though. You bring up a thought here, and that is, are we overstimulated?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely we are. I think, again, as I read this probably 25 years ago, you know, that the average person in, I think it was the 16th or 17th century, over the course of their lifetime did not read as much as one copy of the New York Times. And, and of course, obviously, that was when we were still comparing things to newspapers, which are now dead. But how much more information are we consuming now than we were even before the internet? You know, before, you got a paper in the morning, you read it, you put it away, and you didn't do it again till the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have our smartphones that have, you know, our information feed constantly. We're getting notifications. And again, it doesn't mean that those are a bad thing, but it creeps in. You know, it creeps into the, the margins of our life. I was at church a while back, and I got a Google notification that said 19 minutes till home. And I thought, you know what? Google knows where I am.
Yes.
It knows where I'm going next. It knows what time it is. It knows my habits.
Yes.
It scared me to death. That was
exactly.
creepy.
Well, it's 19 minutes if you go straight home, but if you stop by for your Denny's combo, then you're, you know, you're an hour and 19 minutes away.
Well, exactly. But,
yeah.
but still, it was tough.
That would really be scary then. Then you go, oh, my goodness, and I got to change things up a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm.
Well, you know, the thing is, you bring up a good point here, and that is that we're so bombarded that we really lack those, what we would call Selah moments. You know, in the Bible, you'll read certain scriptures, certain things, and it'll say Selah, which is that, that really, I mean, it's a true gift from God saying, hey, pause on this. I mean, you got to stop.
Right.
And we don't stop. You know, we just consume it. And it just goes right into the brain, and next thing you know, it's making an impression to such a degree that this is what we have out there right now. There's a lot of unsubstantiated commentary that's put out there, and it's amazing. And where it's coming from is that you think this is coming from people who, you know, have, you know, doctorates, they have PhDs after name, they're seemingly educated people, and they're just throwing stuff out there, and you're going, whoa, you know, how smart are they really?
No, that's exactly right. And again, I think when we take a step back and back to Scripture, when we're focusing on something that's eternal, it gives us a frame to think and to believe and to act in accordance with what we know is true. And so much of what we interact with is just one big chain reaction culturally. And
yes.
Again, there are important things going on. I'm not trying to make an argument for disengaging from it, but I think putting boundaries around it, you know, read the news in the morning, mm-hmm. pray about what you read, and then go spend half an hour in your Bible and put it away, because fixating on it, as a general rule, is not accomplishing very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for me, what I try to do, and I'm not that I'm any stellar example, but certainly hosting a national radio show like this, is I try to read it in the context of how can I bless others? What is it that God's
yeah.
telling me that
Absolutely.
I need, how I can respond to bless people and to make them feel like, okay, they've encountered, you know, something other than themselves that says, hey, I'm glad you came around. It's like my old radio mentor used to say in Los Angeles, used to tell me, Chuck Bloor there, I loved what he said, and I'll hold on to this till the day I die, and the kids have heard it as well, is that our job was to elicit a positive emotional response. That's what he said. Every time you open up the microphone, you know, you are to elicit a positive emotional response. And I've tried to live to that ideal. Is that, and to me, the foundation and the basis of that comes from the Word of God. That's why I can't be
absolutely.
Separated from it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, I think about Psalm 1, and the person who is planted in the Word of God is like a tree planted near a stream of flowing water.
Yes.
And I think that we have an opportunity as believers to be that kind of intentional blessing to others. But it gets back to what we were talking about earlier. It's harder to do that if we're not present. And
right.
my kids will be the first to say, oh, there's Dad talking about stuff again, but he doesn't even practice what he preaches. You know, it's hard. It's
yeah.
easy.
But that's that's accountability, though, Adam.
Right.
Because once you put out and you say, hey, look, it, we're going to live in the present. This is our goal. I mean, you're accountable to everybody. And,
right.
You know, and everybody's accountable. And, yes, you know, you get kids that love to point out the time that mom and dad fail. But that's okay. You know,
yeah,
it's okay.
It
we're going to pick ourselves up. And this next 15 minutes, we're going to be present. Okay.
Yes.
Our gift to
yes.
you. And speaking of which, Focus Family, Focus on the Family's gift to us is PluggedIn.com. And whether it has to do with DV and streaming movies, We Can Be Heroes, Honesty, Wonder Woman, 1984 set some new COVID records you can read about too. Soul, others that are reviewed there at PluggedIn.com. And we can thank Adam and the team. Again, Adam, we just so appreciate all that you guys are doing on behalf of, you know, liberty and family-friendly advisement. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, have a happy new year, and I love presents, and tell your family all the best for this coming new year, okay?
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right.
I'll do it.
Take care. God bless.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.